And why, one may ask, does God allow such men to become wealthy? It's because he is patient. He wants us to repent. He has prepared hell. He has set a day when he will judge the world. If he were to immediately punish those who are rich and not virtuous, then Zacchaeus would not have been given time to repent, to repay fourfold what he had unjustly taken, or to give half of his goods. Nor would Matthew, who was converted and became an apostle, been spared before the appropriate time, nor many others. Therefore he tolerates them, inviting all to repent. But if they do not, and persist in their ways, they will hear Paul say that by their stubbornness and unrepentant heart, they are storing up wrath for themselves for the day of wrath, revelation, and righteous judgment of God. May we escape this wrath by becoming rich with the riches of heaven and pursuing a commendable kind of poverty. This way, we will also secure the blessings to come, which we all may attain through the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, be glory, power, and honor, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.